Thank you so much, Tara. I'll take it from here.
Oh, thank you, Aubrey.
Hi, Tuse. Is that, did I pronounce that correctly?
Yes.
Hey, how are we doing today?
Doing well. How about yourself?
I'm doing excellent. Thank you for asking. You're actually the first person to ask me that today. It's halfway through the week, right? I woke up today. I'm above dirt. It's another day in paradise.
That's a spirit.
Indeed, indeed. Well, my name is Aubrey Browning. I am one of the specialists that handles the pricing for your area. And I know you were just speaking with Tara, my mapping coordinator. She does a really great job of going over the basics of the program. But I did want to get on the line with you, go a little more in depth as to exactly what that entails, and go over exactly how we're able to help your business. Now, I am to understand you do have an Angie's listing at the moment, correct? Home Advisor?
Yes.
Okay. Excellent, excellent. And I see here that they have you, you do camera installation, home theaters, TV mounting. I'm pretty sure you go beyond that, right? Just beyond camera installations, home theater, and TV mounting?
Yes, right. That's my main specialty. That would be TV installation and security system installations.
Okay, so you do home security also?
Yeah.
Nice. Okay, perfect. And in terms of your licensing, because I know in a lot of places you don't necessarily need licensing for home theater, but you do for home security. You do have your licensing for that, for home security?
Well, right now I'm not doing, you know, like, so it's like, you know, just your normal Ring cameras, security cameras. Don't really have a license for that. I am working, you know, I know that for sure, to do that on the big scale is best to have a security license. So this is my second year in business, so I will be getting their license, you know, my next year, so.
Okay, no problem there. And so in terms of, like any kind of licensing, right, do you have, like, your MD electrical license or home improvement contractor license?
No, I don't have no license.
Okay, no worries. Just want to pinpoint exactly where we're going to go here, okay? So in terms of the options available for your business here, what we wanted to go over is the first page Google placement, right? The local map section. Are you familiar with the local map?
Local map section? No, not really.
Okay. So when you type in a keyword and an area, right? So for you, that would be home theater and Glen Burnie, if I pronounced that correctly. When you hit enter, you're going to see places. It's a section called places, and you'll see a little map on the right with three or four businesses on the left, right? Gateway to Home Theaters, Maryland Home Theaters, Chesapeake Home Theaters. Are you familiar with these guys?
Yeah, and that does come up.
Okay, perfect. So these are just some of the locals in your area also, right? The difference here is that they're the locals that are using first page placement or search engine optimization, right? So what we do here is we not only create a Google business profile for you and verify a Google business profile for you, but we streamline your entire footprint on Google into that Google profile, right? So that's when you click on one of these businesses, you'll see the pictures, website, save, share, call, and overview, right? So it gives you like the address, the phone number, things like that. You see the reviews listed. This is a Google business profile. This is your key to everything on Google, from Google Ads to Google Guaranteed, which is their pay-per-qualified lead service. So what we do here is we do get one created and verified, but we don't just get you placed on the first page of Google. That doesn't help build your brand. We maintain your placement on that first page. So you're never going to rotate out of these one to four spaces right here, right? We keep your placement on that first page. What this does for you is not only draws in that brand awareness and recognition, but it also builds your visibility and draws in the organic leads around your area. Here's the thing. We do not share your position, okay? We only work with one person per industry, per area. And that's by Google's set standards for all of their partners. Okay? What that means is we do not work with your competitors. Once we lock in that position, we close that off for any other contractors that do home theater in your area. Okay? Now, once we do get your verifications, we do get you included in the top five directories. So not just Google. We do build a business Facebook page for you and run the smart targeted ad campaign. We do create the advanced Yelp listing as well as the Apple Map section, as those go hand in hand. And we create the Bing Local and its initial content, so people who don't use Google can still book business with you on Bing. Now, after that, we do get you exposure that covers mobile devices. But more importantly, we optimize all of your keywords for three things. Location, so that's geo-targeting, also known as. Smart targeting, so that's your AI, your Siri, your voice activation for the area. And language targeting. Okay? This is how companies and corporations have been capitalizing on 90% of the business that's out there online. It's all based in the keywords, right? So for an example, you're looking at 2,300 searches just in the last 30 days. None of the contractors in your area are taking 2,300 calls, but I know that you can, you know, capitalize on a percentage of those, right?
How many searches did you say?
2,300.
For this past month?
Yes, sir. Last 30 days.
Oh, and that's on TV mounting?
That's on home theater in general.
Oh, okay, okay. All
right. Right, so the size and scope of the job, they could want, you know, a couple of rooms put in. They could have a whole home theater being put in. But they're looking for something to be done, right? So we do target just not only specific locations, but also towards and throughout your peak hours of business. With your Facebook advertising campaign, it's exactly what you experience when it comes to Facebook. It is all Siri, voice, and AI activation, as well as the smart targeting for your area. So if somebody makes their own post, for example, if they look at a story, if they view another story or make their own, regarding anything that has to do with home theater or home security, specifically for the surveillance, they're going to get a Facebook advertising campaign for your business. They can either click to message or click to get taken directly to your website, just like that. Now, for your website, I am noticing I was not able to find one. In my understanding, there's somebody working on it for you at the moment. Like, you have the domain. It's just not fully finished.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Have they been working on this for a while, or is that something that just got started recently?
It got started, but the person kind of traveled out, you know, so I haven't been able to be in touch with that person for some time.
Okay. Okay. Well, we definitely don't want any hang-ups there. What we do also do for you here, okay, no extra cost, is that we do build you a full website. You have an entire web design team behind you for that. Now, our websites, when we build them for you, all domains are Google compliant. But beyond that, they all also come with their own automatic SEO settings, right? This is what allows not only the constant programming for that website, but that's what keeps it up to date and the code, what you would call code fresh, right? So we do that for you, okay? And you can take the domain with you if you decide to leave Local Splash, okay? But in terms of your analytics, we want you to be as involved in all of your numbers as we are. So we do provide you with what's called your Local Splash dashboard, okay? It allows us to block spam calls from your local listing, but beyond that, it allows you to track new phone calls, and also record those calls for new clients. But you can see all of your analytics for your keywords as well. How many clicks they're receiving, location of the search, right? And you can also see your business competitors' keywords to swap out or match up any ones that may not be gaining much traction for you, but you see there's a lot of traction coming off of one of theirs. You can swap out those keywords. Everything here is month to month. There's no contracts. The reason we have our business, the reason people come back to us is because our system works. We don't have to rope you guys into a contract. And it's all flat rate. You're looking at just $299 a month, okay? And it does come with a one-time setup fee, which is just $99. So your only upfront investment is $398. Then it's just $299 month to month. Fair enough?
It doesn't sound bad. So with this offer, you're saying you guys get to build me a website. You guys also get to build me a Facebook page. Suppose you said that. You guys get to manage all the traffic from these domains. Well, it's a lot of information you did pass to me. I wish I recorded it. Dang. I wish I recorded it. I'm sorry.
Hey, no problem. No problem. Let me send over a quick email with a full breakdown, and we can go over it piece by piece. What's a good email for you?
T, my last name, Manchada, at gmail.com.
Can you spell it for me?
And my last name is spelling out M-E-N, as in men. chata@gmail.com.
All right. Just to make sure I have that correct, you said M-E-N-E-S-A-T-A?
Oh, M-E-N, as in men, C-H-A-T-A, as in chat with an A after the T, Manchada.
Gotcha.
T-H-A-T-A, chat. Yeah, at gmail.com.
All right. Stand by for me here really quickly. I'm going to go ahead and get that sent over for you. All right, there we go. All right, do a quick refresh for me, see if that came in. It'll be from Aubrey Browning. That's me.
All right, got it here. All right. Look at listings, shift the app, mobile platform. Submission package must post the review. All customers set the phone. But as a slow and use capture at the recording. And you say with a domain, it's free. Get to own it. The website, regardless of our business, right?
Correct.
All right. That's fair. Facebook ad exclusive local listing. $299 a month. So what is my special? What's the deal in this $299? Because I don't think you've given me any deal or anything.
Yeah, absolutely. So I sent over our official SEO pricing page. I sent that in a text message. I'm not sure if you received that. If you wouldn't mind taking a look there. So what we usually have in terms of our packaging here, right? What you're going to see on our pricing page is our going rate. So for the platinum package, that's the one we're discussing today, we usually do have these set for $599 a month, okay, with a $299 setup fee, one time only, of course. So because we're calling you today, right, because we're offering you this over the phone, you're only seeing that same exact service, the platinum, for $299 a month, and the setup fee is only $99. Yes, sir. The reason we're doing this is because we want to be able to take care of and help the newer businesses, the smaller and medium businesses. So the large guys that come to us, they absolutely get the pricing on our pricing page, right? Because we don't call them necessarily. They generally tend to call us. So when we call a smaller medium business and we offer, whether it's you're a vet, right, which comes with different pricing, you're new in business or you're established, those are the only three promotions we run. So you're either under 5 years old or over 10 years old? Yes, sir.
Okay. Why did you guys say?
I'm sorry. You kind of cut out there a little bit.
Oh, why did you guys pick me? Because there's many other TV Mountain, businesses out there. Why did you guys pick me?
Yeah, so what happens here is Google will go through a specific area, right? So go through the analytics. Of course, they have access to all of that data. And they'll see a business that has decent standing, right? Not really many negative reviews. You have a few decent reviews. You have some form of a footprint, but none of it is streamlined, right? Your business isn't as successful as it can be on the Google platform. So they'll send us a list of those businesses, right? And we call down that list in the area to close the position to be able to assist one of those businesses. Once we lock one of those businesses in, we close out that category. No more calls come to that area. The person that we log in and lock in is taking full advantage of that positioning. They're able to build their brand, get that visibility, draw in those organic leads, and then once you're ready, you have full access to Google's other most powerful assets, which would be Google Ads, Google Guaranteed, and things like that. Yes, sir.
And so what, you know, if I like everything, you know, and all, is there a chance that I could say, all right, let's do this sometime next week for the payment and everything, or everything must be done today because, you know, it's kind of out of the blue as well. But I don't want to lose the position. You know, I do like the offer. You know, it sounds great. I was just on my way. To be honest, I have a lot of things that I'm taking care of financially right now. So that's why I'm just trying to ask what the flexibility in terms of, because I just go with Angie's List. Angie's List just called me last week. I just paid whatever to delight my business too. So what it would, so I just did that last week. So you guys are calling me this week. So I'm like, damn. Like, what's going on? Everybody's calling me.
Hey, Angie's fast. Yeah, absolutely. In terms of, you know, what happens here, I don't, of course, have a way to just stop all the calls that happen to the area, right? Google does want us to fill it. However, right, I do know there are circumstances where there are times where you can't necessarily move on it quickly, right? However, I can't close the position without locking a contractor into it here. So if I can be flexible with you, because I do want you to take the opportunity before a competitor decides to say, yeah, let's do it for, you know, screw it, let's do it. I can be flexible reasonably to a certain extent when it comes to your initial investment, if that's something that can help you, right? So, for example, I can remove $50 off of your initial investment, right? So it would be $249 instead of $299 and a one-time $99 setup fee. So $348 instead of $398 would be your initial investment. Does that sound a little more helpful for you?
I think so.
Okay. Give me 1 second here, because I have to do like a whole manual override for that. Give me 1 second. Would you mind holding on for like 30 seconds for me?
Yeah.
Okay. Give me one moment. I'll be right back with you, okay? All right, perfect. So we are all set here. Before we go into anything like billing, I do want to make sure that the information that we're going to be projecting for your business is absolutely correct. Now, for the business name, DMV Smart Techs, Angie has the whole business name, like, all together. Are there no spaces between DMV Smart and Techs?
Wow. I appreciate you asking that. Angie did not give me that option. You got me thinking. DMV Smart Tech. Is there any space in between it? Well, never really thought about it. Sorry, man. DMV Smart Tech. Whoa, hold up. Where's my flyer? I think it's one name, man. It is one name. It is one name.
Okay, perfect. And that's how it's on, like, business cards, your truck wrappings, all of that?
It is one name. So it's spelled out as the DMV is all in caps. The S is in caps, and smart, and the T is in caps, as in tech. And there's only one T in between it.
Okay, perfect. And do you put LLC at the end of that?
Not yet. I will register my business. I'm working all of this by the end of this year.
Okay, perfect. And then when you do have that officially LLC, all you have to do is just go ahead and call us, and we'll go ahead and add that onto your business and project that to your Google profile as well. Okay. All right. And then for the business address, is it a home front, like a home office, or is it a storefront?
It's home. Just use my home for it. That's what I do.
Okay. Okay. So we're going to... hold on one moment. He said 200...
Spring meeting code, but can you guys give me like a virtual office space, like any random, or do you guys do that?
So we actually simply hide the home office from your Google listing. So we don't want clients showing up at your house. That's why I had to make the differentiation of office, like office building, or if it was a home office, so I can make sure we get that hidden for you.
Okay, thank you.
Absolutely.
It's not a top. Go up to your home, to your office.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. All right. And then that's Glen Burnie. Is Glen Burnie spelled with two N's or just one?
You giving me, you making me check everything that I know. It's one N.
Okay, just one in. Okay. Yeah, we got to make sure all information is as accurate as possible, my man. All right, and that's 21060. Okay. And then for the client number that you want them to contact you through directly, that is the 240-878-0983. Okay. All right. And then to make sure I spelled your first name correctly, that is T-O-U-S-S-E?
Yes, that's the first name, T-O-U-S-S-E.
Okay, perfect. And last name, Menchaba?
Yes.
Okay. All right. And then Maryland, that's Eastern Standard.
Am I supposed to give my legal first name? Because that's the name I go with. That's my middle name. That's my first.
Oh, yes. First name. Sorry about that.
All right, first name O L A, as in Ola, W A L E, all in one. Ola Wale.
Oh, that is a cool name. All right, cool. Ola Wale. All right, perfect. If I can ask, because that's a cool name. Is that Hawaiian? Or like island?
Oh, you funny. That's so African. I never thought about it. Olawale. It sounds Hawaiian?
Yeah, it does. That's awesome. Okay, sweet.
Okay, yeah.
Right, perfect. And then the next thing I want to do, I want to make sure we have a security question here for you. We do this for two reasons. So if you happen to lose your password for your dashboard or have to reset it for any reason, security question. But also, of course, with increased visibility, third-party calls from vendors that are not related to Local Splash are bound to come in. So we create the security question for you, and we have you save our number as Local Splash in your contacts. We'll go over that in a moment. For that very reason. Okay?
Okay.
All right. So you have three to choose from here. You can use your first pet's name. You can use city you were born in. Or you can use mother's maiden name.
Those are the three options?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I can use all of them.
Well, you can use just one of the three.
Okay, let's do two of the three. So for my pet's name, we can do Rocky, like the fighter, Rocky. And for the city I was born in, we can use that. That would be B-U-E-A. B-U-E-A.
All right, perfect. So these will always be lowercase, okay? If you have to reset your password or if you have to type in your security question for any or a security answer for any reason, it'll always be lowercase, okay?
Okay.
All right, perfect. And then for the billing information, is the address and everything there the same as well? 200...
Spring Maiden Court,
Spring Maiden Court, there we go.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, right. And that's Glen Burnie. That's 21060. All right, perfect. And then is it Visa, MasterCard?
Yes.
MasterCard?
It's a Visa, debit card.
Visa. Gotcha. Okay, and then I am ready for the number when you are.
The number is, I have 4744-7702-0623-1780.
All right, just to make sure I have that correct, that's 4744-7702-0623-1780.
That's correct.
All right, and then the expiration?
0330.
March 2030. All right. And the CV?
That'll be 594.
594. Perfect. So before I process this, I do want to go through our voice verification for you. So this is just another layer of protection for you, and it does outline the agreement between you and Local Splash, okay? If I am going a little too fast, feel free to stop me. I do want to make sure all of the information is clear for you, okay?
Okay.
All right. So welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and as an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
DMV Smart Tech Installations.
Perfect. And please state your name and title within the business.
My name is Olawale Menchada, and I'm the owner.
All right. Perfect. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
All right. And you are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes.
All right. So to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash? Those will come from our 877 number. I'll provide that for you here in a moment.
Yes, I will.
All right. Please save our 877 number as Local Splash under your contacts. Just let me know when you're ready for that number.
What's the phone number?
So that's 877-635-6225. That's also our headquarters number. All right. And as a result of increased visibility,
I just want to ask, so I call this number for any questions and stuff like that, or is there another number for customer service?
No, sir. So it'll all be our 877 number. We make it real streamlined and easy. Yes, sir.
All right.
All right. And as a result of increased visibility, please be advised that you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. We provide your security question and our number for that reason. And in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Was that question again?
Yeah, so do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement? So that just means we don't want you double paying for things, right? So if they're, let's say, a company 6 months down the line is offering a service that sounds like it's similar to something you already have with us, give us a contact. We'll let you know, okay, so no, that's not something we're providing for you. So if that's something you want to go ahead and jump on, go ahead. But we don't want you double paying for anything.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
All right. And as part of the verification process, it is essential that Local Splash receives the required business documents in a timely manner. So this may include your business license, proof of insurance, Google guaranteed application, which you don't have to worry about right now, and any other items recommended for GBP verification. I'll send over an email for what you'll need for that, so don't worry there. We kindly ask these documents be submitted within the first 7 days. Failure to provide necessary documentation within the time frame just results in a delay of this account until we get those documents, okay? Do you agree to submit these items within 7 days?
Sure. What items are those again?
I am going to send over an email that has a list for you here, but things like proof of license or DBA, proof of insurance. You don't have to worry about the Google guaranteed application right now. But things like those, right? Invoice, picture of equipment, things like that.
Oh, okay.
Okay. All right. And then, do you agree to submit these within 7 days?
Yes.
Okay. Perfect. Perfect. So your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today. So that is September 24th of 2025. And the non-refundable amount of $348, okay? This is a two-month verbal agreement. Your monthly payments will automatically renew on the 24th of every month in the amount of $299. So this is a monthly recurring payment. So you may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support. That's still our 877 number. You must speak with a live representative. To prevent charges on your next month of service, just contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. Keep in mind, Local Splash is international, and we do have representatives all over the world at your service. Do you understand and agree to the renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
All right, perfect. So stand by for me here really quickly. I'm going to go ahead and process this here for you. Okay, so I did get an error for the authorization result. It does say insufficient funds.
Whoa, what are we talking about?
I don't want to process it again until you check that. I don't want to, you know, double back your account or anything like that. I want to make sure you can check into that first. Oh, excuse me. Goodness. Oh my goodness, so dusty.
All right, can you try again?
Absolutely. Stand by for me here really quickly. Excuse me. Okay, there we go. All right, so it is good there. We were able to successfully process that for you here. So you're going to receive an email here. There's going to be a couple of them. So you're going to see the action needed for Google verification. So that's the anything that we'll need for your proof of license, proof of insurance, things like that. The next thing we're going to do is set your client interview. I'll go over that in just a moment. But this is where you'll meet your account management team. Okay. This is where you'll meet your Google team and your Meta team. They're going to go over your content editing and quality control to make sure that your Google Business Profile is as in order as possible. And then they'll go over each step individually with you on exactly what the documents that they're going to need are, okay? Let me see here. It's about 45 minutes. Let me see. Do you have some availability today? At some time in the afternoon, or maybe in the evening?
For the call?
Yeah, for the client interview.
This evening, yes.
Okay, perfect. So let's see here, because I do have a solid portion of the afternoon open here. Let's see. How is 4 o'clock for you?
Hold up. I am taking my phone to the store right now. My phone will be in the store. So can we do this tomorrow sometime?
Yeah, absolutely. I have all day open tomorrow. So that comes down to what's a comfortable time for you when you have about 45 minutes. We can go ahead and set that for you.
Let's say 2 p.m. just to be safe.
2 p.m. Okay. All right, perfect. Stand by for me here really quickly. Let me go ahead and type up your calendar invite here. All right. That's Oluwale. All right. Let's add the email, make sure we get that in here. All right, perfect. So I'm sending over your calendar invite for your client interview. Make sure the timing looks good here. Time zones mess me up so bad sometimes, so I want to make sure the time looks right for you here. It's all in PST.
Let's see. So I don't have a business license or insurance. I don't have a business card, just my flyer. I don't have a registered business, so I don't need that, right?
Correct. Yep, we'll go through everything that you'll need. Absolutely.
All right, perfect. Get your process up. That's one. and student invitation. All right, there we go. That's what we're looking for. So time on 2 p.m. All right, yeah, the time is good.
All right, perfect. And then you should see the Welcome to Local Splash email. This will have your username, which will just always be your phone number. And then you'll see a temporary password. I do usually suggest changing the temporary password. I know a lot of people have like their own passwords they use for literally everything. So a lot of times they forget that it is a temporary password and they end up resetting it anyway. So I'd go ahead and change that temporary password there. And then the next email you should see should be the Local Splash initial invoice. Do you see that one as well?
Yes.
Okay, excellent. Go ahead and open that one up for me. You should see a little blue link that says click here. Go ahead and click that. It'll bring you to your terms and experience. Okay. All right. So once you open that up there, you'll see the full set of terms and conditions, right? Make sure everything looks good there for you. You'll see three check boxes there. Go ahead and check those. Then you'll see two orange boxes for sign and date. Go ahead and fill those in. If you're doing it on your phone, you'll have to turn it sideways to click submit. But you'll be able to click submit when you turn it sideways there. Once you do that, it'll take you directly to your dashboard. For your dashboard, there will be sometimes a notification that pops up. Do you want to go ahead and reactivate? Do you want to go ahead and activate? I would ignore that until you get to your client interview. Okay, you have nothing to activate at the moment, so we don't want anything, you know, getting caught in a snag or getting hang-ups or anything like that, okay? So wait till your client interview, and they'll go over that with you, okay?
All right, so I shouldn't worry about the login?
Correct, yeah. Don't worry about logging into your dashboard as of yet. You'll be able to log in, but, okay. You know, don't worry about that as of yet.
Okay.
Back. And let me refresh your account here to make sure we got everything over for you. All right, perfect. So I'm going to go ahead and begin sending over the notes for your account management team. Okay. Did you have any questions for me while I still have you here?
Who's your competitor?
Who's our competitor? Like another SEO company?
Mm-hmm.
So like Townsquare, AdIQ, Wix is another one. And we have a couple out there. Decently known names. A lot of people expect us to say like Angie or Thumbtack and things like that, but they're not our competitors because they're not even the same kind of company. They're lead directories. We're an online marketing company.
Okay. Yeah, that's good. It's definitely a difference to that. So yeah, I should be getting as much leads as I'm getting on Thumbtack and stuff like that, right? From this deal, I believe so.
Yeah, so the only difference is these are going to be organic, right? So you're not going to be, you know, getting a text message one day and breaking out in a cold sweat because you have to follow up on somebody because you just paid for a lead. You are fully free to handle each and every one of the organic leads that come from your listing as you please, right? So if there's somebody, for instance, because we get this a lot, when people call in, like a handyman, and they have somebody calling in to come replace a doorknob, right? It's like a $10 job. You can say no to that. I do not do small jobs like that. I'm sorry. And then you can go ahead and move on to the next person. You have full freedom. Yes, sir.
Gotcha. All right. Just to see, the first month, just to see the influx of traffic. Just want to experience it, you know, see how it goes. And, we'll see.
Absolutely. Well, welcome to the Local Splash family here. Okay. I can't wait to see your results and how we grow with your business here. I'm excited to partner with you. I hope you're as excited as we are here. But yes, definitely. Cannot wait to see your results, okay?
Hey, so likewise, I'm pleased, and I appreciate you guys, looking me up and pitching this to me. So let's see how it goes, all right?
Absolutely, Mr. Manchado. We'll talk soon, okay?
All right, sir. Thank you, sir.
Bye-bye.